having a little trouble with asthma today, so I'm going to be her voice today. When you're ready.
I hope our members haven't stepped too far away. They're just away from the table mainly, so we do have a quorum and we're ready.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We're here today to talk about Senate File 1402, and this is a bill that's been winding its way through the committee process, and it's had a number of changes made to it. And in Health and Human Services, we made some changes to the presumption of joint shared parenting, and we changed the percentage up to 40%. It has a fiscal note. And I believe that Senator Newman has an amendment or a motion.
Yeah, Madam Chair.
Senator Newman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Members, I thought we had this bill resolved for purposes of moving it out of the committee today, but then just before the bill came forward, we were handed a fiscal note that does, in fact, impact the judiciary budget. I have been in contact with Chair Limmer from the Judiciary Committee, and he has, because of the fiscal note and because of the change in the percentage from 35 to 40%, which is clearly within the jurisdiction of the Judiciary Committee, both Senator Limmer and myself would like to see this matter back in Judiciary. I have talked to Senator Wolf about this, and she does understand that the matter will go back to Judiciary, and so she has consented to that. And therefore, at this point, Madam Chair, I would move that Senate File 1402 be re-referred to the Committee on Judiciary.
Senator Newman, I am wondering if Senator Limmer has made a commitment to hear this bill in Judiciary this session. I am not trying to send this bill somewhere so that it would die.
Madam Chair, I cannot speak for Senator Limmer specifically to that point. I will tell you that in my discussions with him, he has never made that indication to me, and I can tell you from my standpoint that the purpose of asking this matter to go back to Judiciary is not to kill it. I have been in contact with Senator Wolf, and we're doing our best to see that this bill is not killed in Judiciary. So I can only represent to you what my intentions are. There is a significant amount of funds involved in this brand new fiscal note that we literally haven't even had a chance to read yet. Clearly, the Judiciary Committee has jurisdiction over the civil law portion of this in terms of parenting, and that was changed outside of the Judiciary Committee. I would also point out to you, Madam Chair, that in the House version of this bill, there is a fiscal note of in the neighborhood of $4 million a year beginning in the year 2014. So this is a pretty significant issue that we are dealing with, and we clearly want it back in Judiciary because this is going to affect our budget.
My concern is that I know that our days here are going to be short, and I know that it has to go to Judiciary, then it'll have to go to Rules as a late bill, then it would come back here. Of course, that concerns me. It was the same issue Senator Bonoff had, as if things were going to go back to with her Sunset Commission. Have a long path to travel yet in a short amount of time. I don't know if Senator Wolf had a plan to address the financial issues.
Madam Chair, Senator Wolf does have an amendment, if somebody would like to offer it, and then I could have Chris Turner come and explain how we would deal with the fiscal note. As far as what Senator Newman said about the changes that were made in Health and Human Services and the jurisdiction of the judiciary, I do sit on that committee, and I do sit on Health and Human Services, and clearly I'm a co-author on the bill. So I followed the bill all the way through its processes. And I would be with Senator Newman that my intention is not to allow the bill to die in judiciary. And I know where Senator Limmer's office is, and I'm not afraid to go there. So, but if somebody wanted to offer the A9.
Well, we have his motion on the floor right
now. That's true, yeah.
We'll have to deal with that. Senator Bonner.
Madam Chair, I was speaking to a group of 150 students, so I missed the discussion with regard to going to judiciary. But in principle, I'm opposed to it being re-referred because I am concerned about its prognosis in judiciary, and I don't have the same. While I have respect for Senator Limmer, I don't have the faith that perhaps some do that it wouldn't go there to die. And so if it's at all possible to avoid judiciary, that would be what I would prefer.
Madam Chair.
Senator Newman.
There may be some that feel that they would like to avoid the Judiciary Committee. But the bottom line is that I believe, given the fact that this bill changed after it left the Judiciary, and the Judiciary Committee definitely has jurisdiction over this matter, both from a fiscal standpoint and from the civil law standpoint, it is appropriate to send it back to Judiciary. I will represent to you, Madam Chair, that I'll do my best to make sure that it doesn't go there to die. And I work regularly with Senator Hoffman on a multitude of issues, and I'm sure that between the two of us, we will do our best. But I can't make a promise for somebody else.
Madam Chair.
Clearly, this is a matter that would be appropriate at this point to go back to the Judiciary Committee.
And I suppose even if it was passed out of finance and sent to the floor, Senator Limmer could Rule 21 it, objecting to the referral, and then you would still have a long path, Senator Wolf, so maybe this is the right path to go. Senator Goodwin?
Well, Madam Chair, Senator Newman and I agree on this, that it does belong in Judiciary Committee again, that this change hasn't been heard, the 4% hasn't been heard in Judiciary yet, and so I would support Senator Newman's motion. It made it out of there last time, and at least Judiciary will have a chance to see what this actual 40% will do, and I think we need to examine it a little closer. So I agree.
Senator Nino?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Senator Newman, I'm going to oppose your motion, not because I think you're wrong, but I think the appropriate path to take would be to this committee, without a request from the chair, and I appreciate that you serve on the Judiciary Committee, but without a request from the chair, we very well may be sending it over there to die. We don't know. If the chair requests that it get sent over there, clearly we should be sending it over there if the chair requests that. We don't have such a request.
Senator Newman, he has requested that.
Oh, the chair has requested.
He has indeed.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed that. I thought this was simply your objection. Well,
Madam Chair,
then I guess I would support the motion. Then, if the chair has requested, because the chair wants to see it, then I will trust that if he's requested it, that he's not requesting it with a purpose and the intent of killing the provision, but to hear them.
And Madam Chair, Senator Nino, you were not in the room when I addressed this earlier, but Senator Limmer and I have had a discussion, and he has requested that I come to the committee and make this motion. I just happen to be in agreement with him, but this is a request from the chair. I'm making the motion because he wants it on the committee.
Is there any other discussion? If not, on Senator Newman's motion, that Senate file 1402 be re-referred to the Judiciary Committee. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, nay. The motion does prevail, and the bill will be sent back to Judiciary. And with that, members, our work today is completed. And we don't have anything else on our schedule yet, but it looks like this bill may make an appearance back at our table again in the near future. So meeting is adjourned.